Welcome back.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. See, I started that off.
That was pretty good.
Thanks.
You threw a little curveball.
I did. I saw the surprise on your face. You didn't think I was going to jump in.
I didn't.
Yeah. I'm Jerrica Ferguson.
Oh. She does whatever she wants now.
Hey, that's how I roll now. We've been doing this day and day.
And she's tired of it.
I don't want you to go first anymore.
I'm done with it, Philip.
Yeah, but I do want you to introduce yourself.
Oh, thank you. I'm Philip Kerrigan. I am the program manager of the Washington State Combined Fun Drive, who clearly only gets to do the introduction because Jerrica lets me.
Speaking of Jerrica, that's me. Yes. Jerrica Ferguson, and I handle marketing and development for the Combined Fun Drive.
And you do a fine job.
Thank you.
You do a fine job.
I really appreciate that, but it's really bolstering my ego to a point that shouldn't be that high.
Okay. Okay.
Bring it back down.
I'll stop now.
On my PDP.
You're terrible.
Yeah, just be like, try harder, kid. Great start.
Great start. It's
great
good start.
So I mask it with humor.
As we prep for Thanksgiving time, which is an opportunity for people to sit down and count their many blessings and really be around family, it really also centers a lot of us around the fact that while we get a chance to enjoy these times and enjoy this beautiful food and family and all this sort of stuff, that there are others who struggle with it.
Yes.
We're going to talk a little bit about food banks and those sort of things during this week. One of them is right here in Thurston County, and it's a charity called Grub. Explain a little bit about what Grub is.
Yeah, so Grub is actually a group. It's much different than a food bank. They actually do donate to food banks. But what they do is they actually create gardens for low-income families that they can do in their own backyard. They also do victory gardens, so they work with veterans to put these gardens together and actually do a lot.
More like therapeutic sort of
very
thing.
Therapeutic. Yeah, they're actually working with food banks to put their own victory gardens in that will be maintained from
veterans
that's themselves,
pretty cool.
Which is really cool. And I think it's a great place to do it here in Thurston County. We have JBLM just north of us. So I think that's a really good group to participate. But I actually got to go visit Grub.
Yeah.
I took a tour.
Uh-huh.
Really awesome.
Yeah.
Beautiful location and just the hardest workers. They work a lot with schools. They have a pollination program, which I had to give her props because I was like, oh, that's clever in the name. She's like, we love all of our puns. and I said, she's like, it's hard not to when you work on a farm.
Yeah.
The location's just awesome. So she walked me around the grounds. She showed me the different, vegetables and fruit that they're growing. The students that were there learning about the importance of farming and understanding the reason what we grow and the nutrition. And they really do these different camps for kids. They also have internships for kids to understand. And it's a really good first step for students to actually get their hands in real work.
Yeah.
And really get a real job that they can take for future careers, whether it's leading a group, whether it's, you know, getting hands-on, or really just giving back and understanding the value what they're really working on. Mm-hmm. But Grub is it's just this really great organization that gives an ability that it really gives people a way of getting the food that they need.
Yeah.
And regardless of where you're at in life.
Yeah.
They work closely with low-income families, and they work closely with food banks in Thurston.
Yeah, and the Lacey one, the new Lacey food bank that'll be coming out that's brought to folks by the Thurston County Food Bank, they'll have most of the produce.
They will actually be building a victory garden.
That's cool.
And they are actually the ones, so they'll actually be above ground gardens.
Cool.
And they find that just it's a little bit easier to maintain.
Yeah.
That's actually what they do, and they really teach teach about the details of why you would plant this flower next to this item, and you know, and they're just really care about
that's cool.
The nutritional fact and teaching
that's cool.
Yeah.
Before we get into what their pricing point is, I do have a question of the pod.
Ooh.
If you could grow one vegetable in your garden, what would it be?
I'm going to say carrots because I don't have it.
Okay.
But I am growing my favorite vegetable and
What's
you're going to hate it.
Oh, great. I'm totally pumped.
Could you guess? I'm growing it right now.
Okay.
Well,
and I hate it?
You probably don't like it. It's kale.
You're such a hipster.
I know. Well, I live in Olympia. Yeah. But that's the thing. So, yeah, no, but I do really love carrots.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I haven't grown them yet.
Well, I mean,
it was really cool, though, when I did talk to Grub. We were walking by at the time, some kale, and I was like, you know, secretly, I just came here to ask you questions about, like, yeah, how to actually pick it.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, well, let me tell you more. Yeah. And I was like, oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, and also really cool, they also have a kitchen, so they actually teach, too.
Oh, that's
cool. So they
cool.
teach nutritional yeah. classes. And what, oh, gosh, I can't believe I forgot this. Was really cool. And so they bring these kids in, right, from, yeah. like, their camp class, and they go through all these different foods with the kids. Yeah. And the kids go like, I like this. I don't like this. I like this. So then they give it to the parents at the end of the camp and say, these are the things that your kids like.
Oh, that's cool.
So they make it easier for parents. And yeah. then they show like, your kid made this meal. Yeah. These are the ingredients that we used. And yeah. so it's a really like whole
that's
group
awesome.
Of like convincing the child to like vegetables and yes. fruits, which yes. can be very difficult because if you are a parent and you like certain things, but yep. your kid doesn't like them, yep. it's hard to get them to eat things. And so Grub makes it just so much easier. It's essentially like, here's your kid's palate on a plate.
Yeah,
it's,
cool.
It's pretty awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
The pricing point that they provided us was $50.
Mm.
$50 sponsors 1 week of a low-income senior's farm share of fresh produce.
That's awesome.
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
So think about $50 divided by 12 and what you can actually do with that $50. So it's actually really, these are the type of things we're talking about. These sort of smaller donations making a really significant
mm-hmm.
difference.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say five people give $10.
Right.
Right. You're already providing a senior with 1 week's worth of produce.
Exactly.
So these are all about the simple gifts, the smaller mm-hmm. gifts, and the impacts they make in the community.
Exactly.
This is a really neat charity. I think they're doing pretty innovative work.
They are. And what's really cool, too, is when they make these gardens, they want people to just continue them. They don't need to be like continued that hands on because they
yes.
want people to just continue the gardens.
Empowering them themselves.
And they're like, you know, if one day everyone has that garden
yep.
and we don't need it,
yep.
like that was our mission, is to get this food out to
That's
people.
Right.
So it's a really great program.
So if you're listening to this podcast and you're interested in giving to them, if you're on the website, just go back to the Daily Drip and you'll be able to give directly to this podcast through that site. If you're listening through iTunes, go to the website, select Grub, GRUB, mm-hmm. lowercase u.
Yes.
Right? Capital G, capital
yep.
R, lowercase
yep.
u, capital B. It's a weird way to do that, but if you just type in Grub, you'll be fine. And then, of course, make sure that you like us and review us in the iTunes account so that we can get more people to be listening to the show. And this is really the week of Thanksgiving,
yes.
so we want to make sure, as estate employees like yourselves, go out and have a good time with your
yep.
families. Just take a second to think about those who maybe don't have the same opportunities mm-hmm. as us, and maybe take a moment to give back yeah. to your community and help people that you've never met.
And sometimes it's just as easy just to say hello.
That is the point behind Thanksgiving, being together, coming together, and ultimately making sure that everybody gets the same blessings we all have.
Exactly.
So thank you, everybody, for listening to The Daily Drip. I am Philip Kerrigan. This is
Jerrica Ferguson.
And so we will see you later.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.